The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, I'm Doris Hyde for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Vision News. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from various emails and websites regarding our conditions. First up, from the American Foundation for the Blind, Meet Victoria, Turning Love into Advocacy. With Mother's Day upon us in the past, we invite you to meet Victoria, a mother whose love for her son became a force for change. When Victoria learned her son Cyrus would be blind, she faced the same questions many parents would. What will his future look like? How will he navigate the world? How will he experience independence? But she didn't stop at these questions. She turned them into action. Drawing on her entrepreneurial spirit, Victoria created a skincare line featuring a tactile symbol system, making it accessible for people who are blind or have low vision. But she didn't do it alone. She partnered with the community to build something rooted in real lived experiences. When I first imagined how Cyrus would navigate the world, I was at a loss and felt discouraged. But through listening, learning, and engaging with the blind and low vision community, that vision expanded beyond anything I could have dreamed. From that journey, the Cyrus Institute was born, a testament to the truth that when we create access, we open a world that is better for everyone. Victoria's story is about more than one family. It's about what happens when love meets possibility. At the American Foundation for the Blind, we work every day alongside families like Victoria's to expand access, advance opportunity, and help build a future where no one is left behind. This Mother's Day, think of the person who believed in you, the one who showed up, who pushed forward, who saw more for your future. Honor them with a gift that carries love forward. Will you join this movement by making a tribute gift today? There's a hot button to do that. Your support, whether a one-time gift or a commitment as a monthly donor, not only celebrates someone who shaped your life, but also helps create more stories like Cyrus and Victoria's. Make your tribute gift today at the hot link and be part of what's possible. With gratitude, Eric Bridges, President and CEO. P.S. Making a tribute gift is also a meaningful way to honor the one you love while sustaining impact all year long. Also from the American Foundation for the Blind, AFB's Aging Research Study. Participate by May 31st. Last chance to participate in AFB's Aging Research Study. The American Foundation for the Blind, AFB, is conducting a research study seeking U.S.-based adults 55 and older who have experienced changes in their vision within the last 5 years. The aim of the study is to understand what it's like for older adults to adjust to vision changes and what services can help them. We are especially interested in including the perspectives of individuals who have chosen not to participate in vision rehabilitation or support services and prefer to remain unaffiliated with blindness or low vision groups. To assist with our study, interested participants will complete a 60-minute interview or a 90-minute focus group, in person or virtually, with AFB researchers. Participants will be paid for their time. Interested, please call AFB researcher Angie Whistler, that's W-H-I-S-T-L-E-R, at 202-469-6834 to sign up. You can also share our aging study flyer at the hot link with others who may be eligible to participate. This study will close on May 31st. If you have any questions or concerns about the study, contact the principal investigator, Dr. Arielle Silverman, at A-S-I-L-V-E-R-M-A-N at AFB.org. Thank you for your support of this valuable research. Arielle Silverman, Director of Research, American Foundation for the Blind, AFB. ACB.org has had a very busy week, posting something nearly every day. First up, keep the momentum. Urge Congress to support the Blind Americans Return to Work Act, posted May 12th. Today, Americans who are blind receiving Social Security Disability Insurance, SSDI, face an unfair earnings cliff. If they earn just a bit too much, their benefits are cut off completely. This system discourages people from working and limits economic independence. The Blind Americans Return to Work Act, House Resolution 1175, would replace the cliff with a fair, gradual reduction in benefits. This model would empower people who are blind to pursue meaningful employment without fear of losing all support. Since launching our advocacy campaign for the Blind Americans Return to Work Act last fall, the bill has picked up 29 additional sponsors, including 8 last month. Let's keep the momentum going by sending a message to your members of Congress at https://speak4.app/lp/5t01cset/query/ts=175923826-1. ACB Forward Initiative, posted May 13th and updated on the 14th. Have your say in ACB's future. ACB Forward Initiative is ACB's 5-year strategic planning effort, focused on listening, learning, and preparing the organization for the future. Previously known as the Legacy and Future Readiness Initiative, the project has a new name, but the same purpose, to build on ACB's strengths, preserve what the members value most, and ensure the organization is ready for the next 10 years and beyond. ACB and the world around us has changed in recent years, including how people connect, communicate, participate, and lead. ACB Forward Initiative is designed to help the organization adapt to these changes while staying true to its identity and values. ACB is currently midway through year one, known as the scan phase. This phase is focused on listening and learning from members and stakeholders so that future decisions are based on real experiences, not assumptions. Hearing directly from members and stakeholders is essential because ACB is a member-driven organization, and strong planning depends on understanding what members value, what is working well, and what could be improved. As part of this effort, ACB members and interested stakeholders are invited to complete the ACB Forward Initiative Focus Group Interest Form if they would like to be considered for a virtual focus group between June and August 2026. Complete the interest form at https://docs.google.com/forms/d/e/1-capital-f/capital-a/capital-i/p/capital-q/capital-l/capital-s/d/capital-t/m/46p/5-capital-z/0-capital-y/d/capital-h/o/capital-n/z/j/k/76/j/03/capital-m/capital-e/br/capital-f/8-capital-o/h/0-97/m underscore capital-p3/v.capital-w/b/capital-y/7/capital-t/6/capital-q/view/form/query/usp=dialog. This form allows you to share your interest and provide basic information about your experiences and involvement in ACB. This helps the project team select participants in a way that reflects a broad range of perspectives across the organization. We encourage members and stakeholders from all backgrounds and experiences to complete the form, including affiliate chapter members, members at large, community program participants, even if you are not a member of ACB, scholarship recipients, longtime members, newer members, and others across ACB. Not everyone who volunteers will be selected. Participants will be chosen intentionally to ensure a balanced and inclusive group representing many different viewpoints. However, every response is valuable and helps support a thoughtful and representative listening process. Your voice matters. Completing the interest form is one way to contribute to ACB Forward Initiative and help shape the future of the organization. And an additional update regarding Texas versus Kennedy lawsuit, posted May 14th. Last week, ACB sent out an announcement that Indiana had withdrawn from the Texas versus Kennedy lawsuit, which aims to weaken disability rights, especially the rights of people with disabilities to live and fully participate in their communities. Today, ACB is thrilled to announce that South Dakota has also withdrawn from this damaging lawsuit. Congratulations to ACB's South Dakota advocates on their successful advocacy work. The remaining seven states which are part of this lawsuit are Texas, Alaska, Florida, Kansas, Louisiana, Missouri, and Montana. If you live in one of these states, we strongly encourage you to contact your state governor and attorney general to urge them to withdraw from this lawsuit. Contact info for the offices of each state still involved is listed below. Alaska Governor's Office, 907-465-3500. Alaska Attorney General's Office, 907-269-5100. Florida Governor's Office, 850-717-9337. Florida Attorney General's Office, 850-414-3300. Kansas Governor's Office, 785-296-3232. Kansas Attorney General's Office, 785-296-2215. Louisiana Governor's Office, 225-342-0991. Louisiana Attorney General's Office, 877-297-0995. Missouri Governor's Office, 573-751-3222. Missouri Attorney General's Office, 753-751-3321. Montana Governor's Office, 406-444-3111. Montana Attorney General's Office, 406-444-2026. Texas Governor's Office, 512-463-2000. Texas Attorney General's Office, 512-463-2100. And finally, from ACB, a donation form for March to the Arch 2026 ACB Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk. The Brenda Dillon Memorial Walk is more than a tradition. It's a powerful way to support the mission of the American Council of the Blind. The walk will take place on July 27th as part of the ACB National Convention, with both in-person and virtual participants. Funds raised through the walk will help fuel ACB's advocacy on Capitol Hill, expand community programs that connect thousands of members nationwide, invest in leadership development and scholarships, and strengthen local affiliates across the country. The walk honors Brenda Dillon, a beloved leader whose passion for community, inclusion, and service continues to inspire us all. Every step makes a difference, and so does every donation. Give today and help build a more accessible, inclusive future. Special thanks to Macular Degeneration for being a generous walk sponsor. ACB would like to raise $65,000 for our walk this year. You can help us reach our goal in several ways. Donate. To become a corporate sponsor, please contact CLEE@acb.org. If you would like to complete the form in a paper format, please use this form, https://docs.google.com/document/d/1tsnd/a/y/s/m/f/z/n/p/e/j_s/capital_z_b5tq_j_s_capital_x_capital_h_z_capital_n_j_t_capital_s_capital_z_capital_q-0/edit_query_tab=t.0. Last call from the National Federation of the Blind at nfb.org. Prepare for National Convention. The registration deadline for the world's largest gathering of blind people is approaching. The NFB National Convention will be held July 3 through 8, 2026 in Austin, Texas. It is the premier event for training, support, and information for the blind community. It also serves as a governing body, democratically electing our leadership and establishing each year's organizational priorities. There's a hot button for leadership. 2026 Convention, July 3 through July 8, 2026, JW Marriott Austin, 110 East 2nd Street, Austin, Texas, 78701, Austin, Texas. Registration, in-person registration. Register at the hot link for the 2026 NFB National Convention. Online in-person registration is $25 per person plus $85 per banquet ticket. The online registration deadline is Saturday, May 31st. Registration will be available on-site, but rates will increase. Registration includes the access to the biggest event of the year, the mobile app, and timely convention news and communications. Please note that all registrations and banquet ticket sales are final. No refunds will be issued. Virtual registration. Register for the 2026 NFB National Convention virtual experience at that hot link. The virtual experience registration fee is $10. Registration includes access to the mobile app and the opportunity to win door prizes. Hotel reservations. The JW Marriott Austin will serve as the headquarters hotel and host all convention events. Sleeping rooms at the JW Marriott are currently sold out. Attendees may reserve rooms at the following overflow hotels, all at the convention rate of $139 for singles and doubles and $159 for triples and quads. Austin Marriott Downtown. Located less than two blocks from the JW Marriott, this hotel features several on-site dining options, a 24/7 fitness center, and a pool with rentable cabanas. Breakfast is available at Loaf and Vine for $15 to $20. To book, call 800-627-7468, ask for the Austin Marriott Downtown, and mention our room block code BL1. Courtyard by Marriott Austin Downtown. Just a few blocks from the JW Marriott, the Courtyard offers a Starbucks and Champions sports bar, along with a pool, fitness center, and breakfast buffet, just over $20. To book, call 800-321-2211, ask for the Courtyard by Marriott Austin Downtown, and mention the National Federation of the Blind National Convention. Residence Inn Austin Downtown. Located at the same address as the Courtyard and a few blocks from the JW Marriott, the Residence Inn includes access to Starbucks and a complimentary breakfast buffet at Champions Sports Bar for guests. The pool and fitness center are also available. To book, call 800-331-3131. Ask for the Residence Inn Austin Downtown and mention the National Federation of the Blind National Convention. Deposit and cancellation. For each room you book, the hotel requires a deposit of the first night's room rate, taxes and fees payable by credit card or a personal check. If a reservation is canceled before Sunday, June 1st, 2026, half of the deposit will be returned. Refunds will not be issued after that date. Convention schedule. The 2026 convention of the National Federation of the Blind will be an exciting and memorable event with an unparalleled program and renewed dedication to the goals and work of our movement. July 3rd, a wide range of seminars for parents of blind children, technology enthusiasts, job seekers, and other groups will kick the week off. Convention registration and registration packet pickup will also open on Friday. July 4th, breakout sessions continue, along with committee meetings. July 5th begins with the annual meeting open to all of the Board of Directors of the National Federation of the Blind. National Division meetings will follow that afternoon and evening. July 6th, general convention sessions will begin on and continue through the afternoon of Wednesday, July 8th. July 8th, convention ends on a high note with the banquet Wednesday evening, so be sure to pack your fancy clothes. The fall of the gavel at the close of the banquet will signal convention's adjournment. First-time attendees, if you or members in your chapter will be first-time attendees, please learn all about convention in the First-Timer's Guide hot link. Articles from First-Time Experiences. Writing Our Own Histories, Aaron Faxon's Federation Story. His name is spelled F-A-X-O-N. Impressions of My First National Convention. Author unknown. Advice to the Rookies from a Rookie. Author unknown. Those are all hot links. More information. Stay tuned for more details regarding the 2026 National Convention. If you have questions, please contact us at 410-659-9314 or email nfb@nfb.org. And the latest from Foundation Fighting Blindness at fightingblindness.org. Foundation Fighting Blindness celebrates Bennett, McGuire, and High's Breakthrough Prize for Revolutionary Gene Therapy. Foundation Fighting Blindness proudly celebrates Dr. Jean Bennett, B-E-N-N-E-T-T, who won the prestigious 2026 Breakthrough Prize in Life Sciences, awarded to the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia and Penn Medicine team for developing the first FDA-approved gene therapy for an inherited retinal disease. Dr. Bennett, along with her husband, Dr. Albert McGuire, and collaborator, Dr. Catherine High, received this $3 million award for their groundbreaking work that led to Luxturna, Vortigene Neparvovic RZYL, the gene therapy that treats RPE65 mutation-associated retinal diseases. The name of the substance behind Luxturna, L-U-X-T-U-R-N-A, is spelled VORETIGENENEPAVRVOVEC-RZYL. The international recognition comes as no surprise to the Foundation Fighting Blindness community. In 2020, Dr. Bennett received the Foundation's highest honor, the Laura Liggett Gund Award, recognizing her as a professional whose outstanding dedication and contribution to vision research has generated a significant and fundamental impact upon retinal degenerative disease research. The Laura Liggett Gund Award recognized the same groundbreaking contributions now being celebrated globally through the Breakthrough Prize. Dr. Bennett's unwavering commitment to intellect, experience, and energy has sped up progress toward treatments and cures, bringing renewed hope to millions of people worldwide living with a blinding disease. Dr. Bennett's work represents more than scientific achievement. It represents the possibility of restoring vision and changing lives. Her research transformed gene therapy from a theoretical possibility into a life-changing treatment, demonstrating that vision could be restored in patients with progressive blindness and fundamentally changing how the medical community approaches inherited retinal diseases. Foundation Fighting Blindness has supported Dr. Bennett's groundbreaking research from its earliest stages. In 1991, Dr. Bennett received a Foundation Career Development Award, enabling her and Dr. McGuire to develop in vivo gene therapy techniques. Data from those pioneering studies secured a larger National Eye Institute grant to advance gene therapies for retinal diseases. The Foundation's continued support included funding for the Phase 1 and 2A studies at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia that led to the development of Luxturna. L-U-X-T-U-R-N-A. These early positive results played a crucial role in establishing Spark Therapeutics through strategic grant funding, research collaboration, and advocacy spanning 3 decades. The Foundation worked alongside Dr. Bennett to accelerate laboratory discoveries into clinical treatments, exemplifying how sustained investment yields transformative results. Dr. Bennett's success with RPE65-associated blindness has paved the way for gene therapies targeting other inherited retinal diseases. Her commitment extends beyond her own research. She currently serves as a director on the RD Fund Board, Foundation Fighting Blindness's venture philanthropy arm, guiding strategic investments in breakthrough therapies. Dr. Bennett's recognition with both our Laura Liggett Gund Award and now the Breakthrough Prize reflects the extraordinary impact of decades of dedication to advancing treatments and cures, said Jason Menzo, M-E-N-Z-O, CEO of Foundation Fighting Blindness. Jean, Albert, and Catherine's pioneering work with Luxturna transformed what is possible for patients and families affected by these diseases. From early Foundation-supported research in 1991 to FDA approval and now global recognition, their work demonstrates how sustained investment in science can lead to life-changing treatments. As we celebrate this milestone, we remain committed to supporting the next generation of researchers working to bring more therapies into our community. Lastly, published back in February on humanware.com, Ray-Ban Medic Smart Glasses for Low Vision. Real-life support for everyday tasks. In sight loss or low vision care, the goal is not to restore sight, but to support functional vision and independence through practical strategies and technology. Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glasses are increasingly being considered as a sensible option for addressing everyday visual challenges. For many people, these challenges emerge gradually with age, as vision becomes less reliable even during familiar daily activities. Tools that offer fast access to information in real-life situations can play an important role in helping people remain confident and independent throughout the day. Extra help for everyday seeing. People living with sight loss or low vision often describe difficulty with tasks that require quick access to visual details. Reading a menu, checking a label, identifying an item on a shelf, or confirming a sign can become slow or frustrating, even when some usable vision remains. These challenges are common across a wide range of conditions, including age-related macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, cataracts, retinitis pigmentosa, albinism, and vision loss related to stroke or brain injury. In many cases, vision fluctuates depending on lighting, contrast, distance, or fatigue, which makes everyday tasks unpredictable. A quiet helper you can call on when you need it. Smart glasses combine artificial intelligence, a forward-facing camera, and open-ear audio in a wearable format that aligns with how people naturally interact with their environment. One relevant feature for people with low vision is the optical character recognition paired with clear text-to-speech. By looking at printed text and asking the glasses to read it aloud, users can quickly access information such as mail, menus, labels, signs, and short documents. No juggling a phone, magnifier, or extra device required. For individuals with reduced central vision, poor contrast sensitivity, or visual fatigue, this fast and reliable text reading experience can significantly reduce the effort required for everyday reading. Instead of relying on limited visual detail, information is delivered through audio, letting users focus on the message rather than the struggle to see it. Confidence in everyday decisions. You might be thinking, I'm not very techy. What would this actually do for me? Think of smart glasses as a quiet backup when vision isn't cooperating. A day in real life might look like this. Morning, checking the mail or confirming medication labels without squinting or guessing. Afternoon, grocery shopping or quickly confirming a sign in a busy store. Evening, choosing clothes or finally knowing what's on the menu without asking someone else. Beyond reading, Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glasses support AI-based scene and object description. Users can ask what they're looking at and receive spoken information about objects, surroundings, or visual details. Importantly, the interaction is conversational, allowing users to ask follow-up questions or request more detailed descriptions when needed. This ability to adjust the level of detail helps users adapt the experience to different environments and visual conditions. They don't replace vision. They step in when vision isn't reliable. A great real-world example of how Ray-Ban Meta Smart Glasses support people with low vision appears in a video interview with optometrist Dr. Trevor Miranda and Wayne, who lives with advanced vision loss due to choroideremia, C-H-O-R-O-I-D-E-R-E-M-I-A. Wayne, who has only light perception, describes the glasses as a spark in his life after years of limited options. Well, I ran out of time for this week's Vision News. I hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next week. I'm Doris Hyde reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. This content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Vision News is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.